I am with Kevin Granberg, the coordinator for the science programs and the Fire Academy within the Public Safety Division here at Gulf Coast State College. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Dana. Thanks for having me.
Yes, no, absolutely. So we have some classes coming up. Some registration is happening for the Fire Academy. Can you tell me a little bit about the Fire Academy here at Gulf Coast?
I'd be happy to. We're going to have a class that starts January the 5th. It'll be a night class. I'm sorry, it'll be a day class, and it'll be 8 to 5, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. That class lasts from January until the beginning of July.
Okay. No, that's awesome. And I know we were talking a little bit off air, and you have two programs available within that. You have the firefighting associate degree in fire science technology. Can you tell me about that degree and what that entails for a student?
Usually when I have a student come in and they're wanting to get into the fire service, we lead them toward the fire academy, and that they get through that. That's the minimum standards, the basics to be a firefighter anywhere in the state of Florida. We offer the associate's degree, and we usually try to encourage anybody to start that when they finish the academy. And what that does is that helps them as they go through their career to get promoted. Get your associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's, just depending on how far you want to go once you start your fire service career.
No, that's awesome. And all of your training that you do within the Fire Academy is done at the North Bay campus. Can you tell me what kind of training is involved?
Yes, ma'am. What we have is, of course, classroom. We do a lecture. They're required to take a 100-question written test at the end of the program and a practical test. Unfortunately, the practical test is like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we cover, in the practical, we have objectives that are required through the state that they have to know. And it's anywhere to around 150 to 175 different skills.
Oh, wow.
That we teach them, and we practice throughout the class to get them ready for their career.
No, that's awesome. And like you said, it just gets them set up, it gets them ready, and allows them to get started in the Fire Academy. And then afterwards, they can go into their prospective career.
Correct.
Now, I know you were saying that you have the programs that you do for the state of Florida. It's something that you were saying that your program is like one of the hardest ones.
I compare it to other requirements in our nation. Florida is one of the toughest, I guess, curriculums to go through to become a firefighter. So. Mm-hmm. The good thing about it, you get state certified through Gulf Coast State College, and they can get a job anywhere in the state of Florida and most states in our country. If they go to California, for example, they might have to retake a practical or a written test, mm-hmm. but they don't have to go through their academy.
No, that's awesome. And what is what are the dates for registration? I know there's like a registration by, and then classes start on January 5th is what you were saying?
January 5th, yes. We're keeping the fire registration open until December 17th, and they need to contact me. Email address is kgranberg, K-G-R-A-N-B-E-R-G, at gulfcoast.edu. Or my direct line is 850-769-1551, extension 15606.
No, that's awesome. And so if you want to get involved in the Fire Academy, if this is something that you've always wanted to do, I know you've said you've done this for 28 years.
Yes,
before,
ma'am.
Moving on to be an instructor. This is an awesome opportunity. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Kevin, so much for joining the show. Again, if you want to get information about the Fire Academy, you can email Kevin directly. And can you say your email one more time?
It's kgranberg at gulfcoast.edu.
All right. Awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB and your This Day in Musical History. All of that on The Mix.